These two stone tablets were given in the hands of two brothers who had same mother, but one of them had a very light complexion. And we refer to that young person or older brother, a white brother, because his skin is white, whiter than the other one, who has a color of Mother Earth. It's our native people have that color that was to carry this knowledge, to take hold of it and keep it. So there was a separation made. The one with a lighter complexion, a white brother, was instructed to go east along the edges of land to another land to take care of it and to use it and to develop things, to record things, to invent things which he had done before, so that after he got so far, then he was to come back here to look for his younger brother who was left here to take care of this land in spiritual way with songs and prayer, ritual, fasting, meditation. He was to take care of this continent here in that fashion. So his white brothers to come with his inventions to help him. When they come together, the material and spiritual will join, and together they're supposed to take care of this land in a real good way, in accordance with the Great Spirit's instruction. But there is a danger, they said, because he gave us both sacred symbols, circle. There's no end to this circle, just like there's no end to this life if we follow that. So each one was receiving that same symbol. Our white brother went east, and then he came back. But if he started change that and bring another symbol, we know that he started changing things, and he's going to do things in his own way. So those two symbols were known to us. So that when he comes, we place everything on his life to follow. This represents village life, religious life, and everyday life of our people to follow. There was no road there yet. But later, our white brother came. And he did bring inventions, he said. Now I'm just going to go through this quickly as possible. The inventions he will bring, one of the elders who was the one that called this meeting was a Kachina society leader. He was about 80 or 90-year-old man, and he said, after others have told, 4 days, at the end, he said, my grandfather used to tell me that I may able to maybe get to see some of the inventions that our white brother will bring. When he comes, he's going to bring a carriage that will be pulled by animals, carrying people across our land. He said, I've seen that. That's a wagon. Pretty soon that's going to run by itself, carrying people across our land. And they said, that's automobile. And then pretty soon there's going to be a road in every direction from our mesas. You can see all kind of trails every direction. They have no word for pavement. So he said, one of these days you go down one of those trails, you're going to see water in front of you. Because, you know, in hot summer day, you actually see mirage or water in front of you. That's the way they describe there'll be paved road all over the land. And, pretty soon we're going to want to have those things also. So some of our people start to go that way because Great Spirit warned us not to go too far with that. We can have them, but not just let this go and go up that way. So he said when that happened, then there will be time someone invent something that we will be talking to each other through cobwebs. And he shook his head and said, I don't understand what that meant. And then some young fellow told him that that's a telephone line. You know, you look up in the sky, it looked like a cobweb up there. We're talking to each other. And pretty soon, there'll be a time we close everything in room talking, doors or windows. But way over the mountain someplace, them somewhere be hearing us talking. And I couldn't understand that, he said. Then again, this one fella told him that that must be radio or TV. And then these period inventions will show where we are in this life as we go along. Then he said, there'll be road in the sky. And he shook his head. He said, I don't see how anybody could build a road way up in the sky where people would be traveling. But they found out that it was airplane that be having a road up there, carrying people up there. So then he said, when that is fulfilled, there can be trouble on this earth, because man has gone too far going that way. They're going to start fighting one another. They're going to be quarreling. They're going to be trouble all over. Young people will not respect for their elders, or elders will just neglect their children and go all out for this and that. They're just not going to have any more respect of things around nature that's provided, because we want to have those things. And there's going to be like that, and pretty soon, one of these that has been commissioned by the Great Spirit over here will rise up and affect the world's real heart. A warning to us. Now, you people are not following the instructions that the Great Spirit told you to follow. And this is what's going to happen. Many life and property will be destroyed there. There'll be world-shaking events take place. Then it stopped for a while. Then we go on. Then another came along, more advanced things will be invented. This time, they said, they're going to be start messing around with moon and stars. And they must know that someday somebody's going to get to the moon, they said. That if you ever get to the moon, don't bring anything down from the earth, from the moon down to earth. Because once you do that, then you are interfering with the balance of universe, nature, and everything going to be disrupted. And things happen on earth you cannot control anymore, even though you have all knowledge and scientific things, you can't. When earthquakes start shaking, you're going to be helpless. When great winds become destructive, you're going to be helpless. This is what's going to happen here. So, but then we want many things there, because there are other things going to be developed there. We began to see many systems develop. We see the new gadgets of all kinds being developed. And everybody wants to have a new car every year. We all work and strive, and we don't care how we get it. So we fight and we struggle and we do all that, and we forget the spiritual things. We forget ourselves, how we connected to plate, the grass, trees, animals, clouds. We forget all those things, and we struggle and struggle and trying to get all this. And that, then there, this is the place where someone would invent what he termed gourd full of ashes. It's going to be, he went like that, and it's going to be so small, but it's going to be so powerful that if ever man, any time mankind ever allowed that to fall on the earth someplace, it is going to be so hot that it's going to boil oceans, rivers, it's going to burn everything to ashes. And he described what will happen when that ever took place. Out of it, much sickness and things will develop that man will not be able to cure some of those things. That is that it's going to happen here between these two. Then there will be also another world-shaking event take place, that another one stands up and says, now you people are not following the instruction, you're going too far away, start destroying things. So they warn us again, and this time, this third one's coming up with much greater. This time there'll be someone's going to start farther away, messing around with moon and stars. And the last thing he would invent would be a huge house that would be floating way up in the sky someplace, carrying people and things. When that is fulfilled, this old man said, then you better start learning how to live on this earth, how to survive, because the earthquake might hit certain areas very strong someday and knock everything down. Or there may be a severe famine come along, or the a flood, or storm, lightning. Everything starts hitting us very strongly, because nature is going to be acting very strongly here. So this is where he said we're in there, because by that time, one of our own native people will join them to the others and tell their own people, forget your language, forget your ways, forget your song. You come and follow us. Look, we got money, we got all this material gain, all these things, and new TV, new cars, new this and that. So just forget about it, come this way. And they will also try to influence many of our own people to go that way. But then they will advance in scientific things, inventions, but they're going to destroy themselves with what they invented if they're not careful. So now we're right in despair, they said. We have either go all out for this kind of thing and destroy ourselves, or come back, search our spiritual instructions, search ourselves within us, something that should link us together. Because now we know that we are all alive. We are all linked together. Talk about God, talk about Great Spirit, but no one really see Him yet. But we know there's something that keeps us alive. And that's why we call it Great Spirit, the Spirit within us, linked together with you and grass and animal, birds, everything. It's this air that we're all breathing right now. We're all linked together with that. So we are alive. We are living with this grass, animal, birds. Everything, we are all together because we are breathing this. Now, if we pollute this air too much, then we're also destroying ourselves with what we invented. Because they said we may come to that at this period when the sun will rise blood red someday, sets blood red someday. And I've seen that. It's already polluted so much in the east and west coast that when the sun comes out, you can see it real bright red coming out, sun, blood red. So this is what they said, the second one will shake us up real hard. Now we are coming to this last one. What we say is a purification of this continent here, because this is where the Hopis say that within the spiritual center, which would cover all this four corner state area, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah. For some reason, I don't know whether the United States government know this or not, but they make that states come together in that very area where we refer to as a sacred area. Now, we have that drawing on a sphere. The Katrina, whichever picked that up, they were to protect that area every way they can, because that is the very heart of our Mother Earth, the spirit of our people, planted in there. And we must not disturb it in any way. We can go all around it, but if we go too far in this, then we destroy a lot of things in ourselves also. So this is the time where we're facing, according to Hopi, that we are now coming. A lot of us are going up to a material path. We're just forgetting the spiritual thing. We disturb nature so much. They're fighting and warring and they're quarreling and people with same language. And they were testing out a lot of things in their own way, because we got so smart, intelligent now, that we're going to be start making people ourselves. Now, found in record there are some people now trying to make people in test tubes, and they're eating pills now. I think we're going better ourselves. All those things are going to take place at this time. It's known to the Hope. And then also, the life would be down to a level that was just before the other destruction came. There'll be restlessness all over. There'll be people here and there running here and there, because we can get to here and there real fast now. And we just won't sit still anymore. We want to jump. We want to do a lot of things, you know, unnecessary things, because we have all these things in our hand now. And we're going to have power in our hand. That eventually, if we misuse it or do it in a wrong manner or accidentally let go of it, then everything will go down or destroyed, because this is what it meant. So we are looking for the spiritual people in these four areas. In the last 15, 20 years, we find few elders still holding on, different native people. There are sacred sun dances now reviving now. And ghost dances are reviving. And there are sacred ceremonies in longhouses in New York. Six Nations Iroquois Confederacy are developing again, reviving. And those in the West Coast are developing. All over this continent, Native people are now coming together to hold on to this, because that is our instruction. Now, our white brothers has come and is about to lead us into that way. So we are now coming back to our white brothers with this message. with this knowledge, because we are facing this last day of purification day. Now, our founder is able to go on in this land, and this is what happened. And so we know that something has gone wrong, so that all across the land, our people are start destroying our native people's land and life and religion. Now that's coming to this period, which is prophesied, it would be the last place. Whether the white brother realize it someday and start correcting and stopping and changing something, because sooner or later, pure force is going to come and bring about full cleansing of this earth. Because if you can't do it, even you talk about religious, good moral principles, good government or principles, yet you can't stop these things, then these pure powers will have to do it with power and might, because great spirit give them all the power to develop. Now, then whoever comes out, he will meet the great spirit again, because here it I found in Bible and other said that I'm the first here. I have taken care of this land. I let you take care of it. I give instruction. I go away for a while. I let you go on your way. Now, if some of you may follow it, some of you may turn away. But after this purification, whoever comes out, then I come and meet him again. And this time, this will be a long life again, renewing everything. All living people, no matter what race, will come together as one people, like it was to start from. There will be no more fighting over religion or land will be open, so that you will live out there without money system. You will not be required to pay taxes. You cannot grab everything by somebody. Like now, you have certain area for yourself and to let everybody stay away. We deny one another everything. And we be like fruit trees out there, produce things, because each one of us has a gift to give freely. Now, after this purification, if I invent something, you can take it and use it. And if you invent something, I can take it. I don't have to struggle to pay and pay to get it. It'd be free. So that's the way it's going to be from there on. And they may even speak one language again. But whose language is a question there? Is that because after the Great Spirit is with us, there'll be a new life laid out by the purifier. Purifiers will cleanse this land. And whoever stood fast to this, even there may be one person remain up to this point, through that person's faith and courage, or those that come to help him to keep it, that many people will be saved to come out and meet the Great Spirit. So this Great Spirit, purifier, and the one who's kept the faith, will lay out a new plan for all the rest of the people that survive. From there on, there'll be a peace, real peace, from there on. So, after many years of knowledge along this line, about 6 or 7 years later, after they told me about these things, I was wondering about who are those people that's going to purify this land? How are they going to do it? So they explained to me, we have a gourd rattle that we still use in our ceremony. And that gourd rattle represents a world. And one side, this figure is on the drawing. And another one is on this side. There'll be a gourd rattle. We still use them. The one old man told me, take a look. Whoever has this symbol in this world going to shake us up 2 times. And it just came to me quickly. And I wondered, what nation have shown something similar to this one? Because they will be very intelligent people. They're going to produce many inventions of all time. They're going to be so powerful that they're going to use that to shake us up real hard. And they're going to almost destroy themselves. But later, out of it, a new generation is going to rise. This time, they will know what to do in the right manner for the right purpose. Then around it, there's a sun symbol. Those people are very intelligent people that have that symbol. They have produced many things, invented many things, and they become powerful. And they also shake us up two times, I mean second time, with the help of another. These two have shook us up two times real hard, warning us. And they almost destroy themselves. But out of it, a new generation is coming, stronger, much better equipment, everything, powerful things going to be developed by these two people. Then the third one that will finally bring about purification of this land, in this continent, would be a man with red cap, red hat, or red cloak. Now, we do not know who that nation is or what people, but they say those people will have a large population, and they will also have much scientific inventions of all type, very powerful nation going to be. So once he start moving, these others too will join him with all their power and might. The three of them going to come here quickly together, and nothing can stop them. This time they're going to come right here. They say even they're going to come here so fast, they come here for breakfast. Now, this is nice, clear day today, calm, everything, nice. Tomorrow morning, maybe we get up at breakfast time, then the whole sky will be darkened. Old man said, I don't know what will cause the darkening of the sky. Then he said the people will be raining from the sky. And in one day, they're going to get control of this whole continent. And they're going to cut us up into four sections. And they're going to look for a leader that still remains, a native leader, still remaining to the spiritual path. And to him, they will gather people here to him. And they will say, now these people, I gave them the religion and the duty to produce things, to invent things, and to become powerful people. When they came here, what have they been doing to you? Now, suppose he was the last chief still remaining in this area. They will ask him, and they will say, well, those people have destroyed my people. They have taken care of and taken everything from my people, land, rivers, and hunting rights, and everything that I use. They just took it away from me against my opposition. Then those that have done that, what we call purification, would be the real wicked people. People have taken advantage of them in that manner. These figures had no heads on them. That will be their supreme punishment. Because right in daylight, right in public, they're going to weed out those bad people and they're going to chop their heads off, they said. And that is what they said will happen. That's first punishment. Then they say, what about these people here? And he will look at them and said, well, at least they make an attempt to help us. They did try to do something to help us, protect us. And they will pull out all those people. They will know you can't get away. They said they'll have some means of catching you. And they will bring those people. There'll be a lot of those people. Then they will say, look, you have disturbed this land. Life, these people, you have polluted their rivers and land and everything. Now you go and clean it up. And whoever survives out of that will be able to stay with the leader here. Then we'll say, what about these people? These people have really suffered, been persecuted and laughed at. They've been punished and they've been beat up also because they really stood by me. And they will pull out those people, and they will be brought to him, and they will be respected. That is what they said will happen at this period by the people that has this symbol and man with red cap and red coat. They will come from each direction, from sun where the sun rises, and they will come here quickly, and they will have something to paralyze all man-made machinery, everything come to a standstill. All power will go out. All man-made machines will come to a standstill. And we will be helpless. Then they just come and take it over. And this is what they will happen to by those people that are coming from this direction. Now, if those people are commissioned by the Great Spirit to do that for the Great Spirit, if we can't clean it ourselves here, and if they fail, then Great Spirit said there are another people coming from west direction. They'll be coming here for a long time. They're just taking this time. Slowly they're coming and building up more power, more people, more invention, and all that, and they just kept coming. If these people doesn't come here to purify this for the Great Spirit, then this one will come. And they said, when that happens, don't get them on the housetop and watch, because those people are coming from the west direction. There'll be millions of people coming up on the west coast like ants crawling up on the land. And they will have no mercy for anyone. They'll be very cruel and severe. They're not going to ask questions. They're just going to whip everything as they come. They're going looking for someone that will hold on to this spiritual path here. They're going to do that. This is what they said is going to happen. But these two purifiers on both sides are coming to this continent here where we started from. And we came back. We just about to destroy ourselves, mess it up. We can't straighten ourselves up. Then these purifiers will have to do it. This is what they said will happen here. So whoever comes out, then we will meet the Great Spirit. But if not, if no one listens, then these elders, religious men, will go down into the kiva, go through a ceremony, then they go over a prayer to four corners of this earth, to the above and to the below, and said, all right, none of these, my children, my people that listen to me or help me, now you take over. That's when the cloud will rise like this. Lightning will strike 2 or 3 times all over this land. Like the old people said, if you have light power line in your house now, that power is going to run in and just blow up everything in it. And everything is going to happen when that lightning strikes. And so that's why some of these traditional people don't want power line into their village yet. They don't want to put it in their home. And then they also don't want running water inside of the house, because that's going to be so polluted one of these days. And that's going to be affected in some way when white man or whoever has the power, like the gold full of ashes, which you now would interpret to be a hydrogen bomb or atom bomb or whatever bomb they have now invented, so powerful that once that hit someplace, it's going to pollute everything. So these are the things that I explained clearly, and I can't really go into all that detail, but it brings up to date what we're facing today. I've seen many things happening along this line now that it's being fulfilled. So they told us, go as far as you can to explain some of these to as many people, because there is still a faith by our elders that someday our white brother somewhere or somebody's going to realize this or hear it and understand it, and they're going to search and they're going to find out this is true. They're going to start going around to try and correct this before the purifiers come. So that is why whatever happening in our area, we don't want industries in there yet, because once that happens, those that's going to throw those gourd full of ashes into this country, that it might hit all around us. But it's going to hit those places where we are developing those kind of things. And it also say that we must not disturb the spiritual center. Just leave it alone, so that if anything happened outside of it, if some of you people survive, at least you can come to this area called a refuge for all mankind who survive those spirits, that this will not be disturbed. So that there'll be a chance for some of you people to come and leave there or to start from there again. So this is what old people's instructions were, and the prophecy and the warnings. And what they say, a lot of things I don't believe, but many things have been fulfilled. And I know this old people, 80 or 90, 100 year old men, religious men, are talking these things. And it's in parallel to some of the world religious writers. And so I know they're telling the truth. So this to the Hopi is a male, representing male. And this was representing female. These two are the main sources of life that we must not disturb. We may start interfere with it one of these days. Once we do that, then our life is down to a point where it will be lost forever. So we were not to do that. So these are some of the things that knowledge contained in the presentation that's given in 1948 in Tsongkhapa village. So I believe this is about all I would give you on this knowledge here.
Of course, in this land, native people were taking care of this in their spiritual ways, song, ceremony, for thousands of years.